You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Podcast Juice, and you're listening to
The Love Puzzle
with
Tori
and Michael Dean.
Yeah, y'all, PTPOLT.
And that is Putting the Pieces of Love Together. And on this introductory show of our new show, The Love Puzzle,
yes,
myself, Michael, and Tori, we're going to introduce ourselves, give you a little background of us, and, you know, sort of outline what you can expect from this show. So, again, let's be clear. Me and Tori are in a relationship as we speak.
Yes.
You may have heard her on, I think we did another show last week, This Is What We Do. Some people was like, who is that voice? So now you have a little background on who she is. But I think we should even go deeper to sort of put our comments and our opinions in context, is to give you a little background on who we are and maybe talk about some of the relationships and talk about how we actually met.
Yes.
So, who wants to go first? You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. You can go first.
All right. So, just a little background to me in terms of like what sort of relationships I've been through, whatever. So, let me be the first to tell you, I have been married twice before.
Twice.
My first marriage, I was really young, like in my 20s, early 20s, when I got married, and it was married to an older woman, actually. And she had a couple kids, and, you know, I wasn't ready to be married at the time. And it was more so me like first time really getting out of the nest and going out into the world. And here I am jumping into a marriage situation. And of course, a person who had two beautiful older kids, actually, and really coming into that family dynamic. Very interesting. Ended up breaking out of that. Left away cool. Everybody was great. Still see them on Facebook, at least. It makes me feel old because kids are like hella old looking and stuff. But so that's interesting. After that, get married again. So I was married a second time. Had my kids through this marriage, who I know a lot of you have seen me talk about before. And was married for 7 years. That didn't work either, as things go in life. So transitioning out of that, and basically, you know, sort of brings us into today in terms of now me and Tori are in a very good relationship. So that's a little background on me. I mean, you can go deeper later, but that sort of puts things in context and as far as my background. Go ahead, Tori.
Yes. So I know that everybody is familiar with Michael Dean, but they don't really know me. So to give you a little bit of my history or a little bit more in depth as far as Tori, I'm not originally from here. I came to Washington State in 2006, I believe. And I enjoy it. I like it. Actually, me and my son came up here. So now my son's a teenager, and I'm going through that teenage mommy phase, and very interesting. I find myself praying more, but you know, I've been up here for a few years. I love the state. I think it's great. Interesting people. I'm originally from the South. So of course, when I did move up here, it was a culture shock for me. I was really, really sad, of course. And you know, it wasn't like the South. Of course, you know, down there you're going to get, you know, your Southern hospitality. Up here, you don't get that. Actually, and to make my point very clear, I had a guy whom I walked up to because we speak where I'm from. And I said good morning to him, and he told me to fuck myself. So that was not very good.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. And it made
explicit lyrics.
Sorry. But it made me very, very sad. But anyways, that's just a little bit about me. Just a tiny bit. But as far as my relationship history goes, I have been married once. It was very toxic. It was very unhealthy. And I can honestly say this because I know a lot of people or different people seem to go through those type of marriages. And it was better and safe for me to exit the relationship for, you know, my health and my son's health. So, yeah, I've been in that relationship or I had been in that marriage for a few years. Of course, this guy was my best friend in high school. We were best friends for a really long time and, you know, got married and it didn't work out. And it ended very badly, to be honest. But, you know, it's been so many years ago. I'm over it. I'm better. No bitterness, no harbored ill feelings or whatnot. You know, I just want the best for everybody. And I wish him well. So, yeah, that's what's up with that.
All right. So that brings us into our relationship.
Yes.
So we wanted to talk about how did we first meet?
I love the story.
How did I meet Tori? Now, let me say this. We used to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to get into where we work. It's not important. Suffice to say, it was at a major online realtor. So you leave it at that. Now, in context of how we work now, what year was this? This was...
That was 2011, I remember.
2011. Yes. And now we're at 2014. All right. So 2011, mm-hmm. I was working at this place. My sort of job title was, I guess, sort of like semi-supervisor sort of deal.
The enemy.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
And you came in, you were working the temp service.
Right.
You were working there. And do you remember like the first time we actually met?
I do. Yeah. I remember a worker there, the manager of the staffing agency, had us come into the office to meet someone, a gentleman that was going to be working on a third shift, that someone that we probably would see towards the evening and that could help us. And that man or that gentleman was Michael Dean.
I have no recollection of this.
I remember everything.
What did you think when you saw me?
Oh, wow. Okay. We're keep being honest. That's, okay. I'm going to keep it 110, right?
You saw me and you was like, dum, 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 dum,
dum, dum, ah. No, I was like, I was really checking you out because I'm like, okay, yeah. It's a brother. You know, I know Dang. He's got that older swag, and I don't know why you reminded me of like the guys that my dad used to hang out with. He used to call Cat Daddy. And
hey, all right now.
Yeah, so I was like, and then I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know what, this dude probably like.
Oh, keep going.
I was like, this dude probably like the other
Sorry,
type of
ladies
chicks.
And gentlemen. Why don't you grab your phone real quick? It's the first show. We're going to whoop her after the show. All cell phones off. Come on, Harry. Get back on the mic. All right. Keep going.
Okay. Sorry. He reminded me of the cats that my dad used to hang out with. And then something about him just screamed white chicks to me. And so wow. I was like, yeah, no, I'm being honest. I'm like, no, I don't think I want to talk to him because he got that look.
There's like a white chick's look?
Yeah, like he don't appreciate look? The sisters. Like
what does that look? How do I give off that look?
I don't know, your whole persona, your body language. I mean, like how you were standing and how you was looking. You wasn't
there's
like really...
stance?
I mean, you wasn't giving no direct eye contact. You was like, yeah, you know, you had that look like, yeah, this is me. I'm here, you know. How y'all doing?
What was I supposed to say? Stop the show. Sister, let me talk
well,
to
no,
you.
Well, no, like you just had this like this aura about you that like screamed white chick. So I was wow. like, okay, no, I'm not going to talk to
you. We're going to get into that on another show. I know the listeners are like, what is this aura of white chicks? But I'll let it go. Go ahead.
But yeah, so that's how I remember my first time meeting you was through the other manager. But, you know, you didn't say very much, and I don't know if you were nervous or whatnot, and I kind of, like, looked at you, and I don't think you really even paid me attention at that time either.
Because I was looking at the white chicks.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's my first introduction okay. of you.
All right. The reason why I don't necessarily remember that is because I do that so often, so I don't. And there's so many people, and I don't know how many people was in that group that you were in, but. You know, it's hard to, you know, anyway. So
well,
that's
yeah,
why
I mean, I get that, but I believe I was the only black chick in that group, so I should have stood out. Like, I mean, I was looking fresh too, so.
I'm not saying you weren't. It just, I wasn't there for that, right? So it wasn't something fresh. But anyway,
yeah.
That's the first time you noticed me. First time I noticed you, I probably did, not gonna say, sure, I probably did. I noticed you because mm-hmm. just for the fact that you said there isn't that many black girls there, and I was like, oh man, we got sister in here, okay, yeah, this is good, you know, because I always want to see more of us in these jobs and stuff, right?
Right.
The first thing that really pops into my mind that stood out to me mm-hmm. was I remember we were in this warehouse and we were walking,
and you noticed my big old booty.
No, you said something or some reason. Oh, I think it was something like, oh, you can't speak or something like that. It was all in a playful sort of manner.
Right.
I think. And I was like, oh, nah, I didn't, you know, I see me, I'm thinking maybe you didn't have nothing to say or weren't thinking of nothing. And I was just like struck like, man, she's hella cool. Like she is a personable type of person.
Right.
And me in that capacity, I am always very professional and, you know, I don't engage in a lot of small talk initially. Mm-hmm. So I'm always sort of not guarded, but, you know, keeping it 100, keeping it managerial. And keeping it moving. And you were like kind of broke through that ice to me. And I was like, oh, she's cool. It made me open my eyes to see you. Right. And not just a body or a worker. I was like, oh, she's a real person. Like somebody that I could probably talk with on a real level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was like the first time that I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then, you know, through the course of working, I started to notice you and start, oh, okay, yeah, look at her. And you had your, I always was kind of teaching you have your gloss, you know, your lip gloss.
Yeah, gloss it.
your lips were shining.
Got to keep it popping.
And, you know, you had your hair done. And in that sort of a job environment, most people just get up out of bed and go to work. They don't put no effort. And you know, it was sort of physical type of a job.
No, there's no excuse for that. You cannot get up and look like a booger wolf. I'm sorry. That just
True, but I'm just saying most people were like that. So you even stood out even more. I was like, wow, I just put in effort, you know, da, da, da.
You know, it's interesting that you said that because I did those, like my personal look on purpose, like, because I knew there was a warehouse environment and I had previously worked for this company. And before when I first worked for this company, I mean, I was like really fresh. I was in the shop twice a week, getting clothes all the time, you know, just like really dressing it up because I attracted a lot of attention at that time. And it's not that I like a lot of attention, but I'm silly. You know, I'm a touchable type of person and jokey joke makers. So I think people like really started to like me, you know, for that character trait that I had. But then, you know, they started noticing like, well, you know, ooh, she got this, she got that. Girl, did you just get your hair done and blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, yeah, so I purposely, you know, dressed like that. And I purposely put on an extra coat of gloss because, you know, my lips are full.
All right. And so then I think like the first times, you know, sort of the game start. When did the chase and the injection of game?
Oh, I remember
came
that.
into the program. It was something that you needed some help with. You were asking about a resume,
right? Actually, I can remember before the resume when the true game really started. When this company had safety bucks. And I was like, man, I got to get this money. I want this money. And I was like, okay, I know who the managers are. I know who the coaches are. So let me, you know, butter them up. But then I saw you. I'm like, okay, you know, he's a brother. So let me go ahead and go hard towards him so I can get this money, right?
Wow.
I mean, I'm being serious. He's a
brother for his money. Go ahead.
So, like, I can remember one particular day, like, he was walking, and I was like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute, brother. You got some money for me? And, I remember this is probably sound bad, sound right, but I know it doesn't sound right, but I'm just being honest. No, so I'm like, you know, you got some money for me. And I think you might have said, well, are you being safe today or something? I'm like, you know what? I'm always safe. You know what? You know, just I'm safe. So you gave me some money. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. What about my friend? She's safe, too, because I used to hang out with a Mexican chick. And so, you know, we kind of had each other's back and whatnot. So I'm like, she's going to need some money, too, even though she wasn't there. And so, excuse me, you gave me some money for her, too. And I did give her that money.
Wow. So you just labeled me as a simp. But that's fine.
Whatever. No, no. I mean, I was very determined to get those prizes and. Okay. I knew I could work you, so.
All right. So we had that. And then it was the thing about the resume.
Yes. Right. Oh, my goodness. The resume that never got looked over.
So you needed some help with the resume, and I guess you came to me about
it? No, I remember clearly like it was yesterday. We were in the break room, mm-hmm. and you came to the table that me and my friend had all to ourselves, and like there was a group of guys, you know, that was sitting behind me that, you know, liked me and, you know, we was chopping it up on the floor and everything. So I'm like, man, this dude, please don't come over here and try to be like that. And, you know, I got other dudes I'm talking to on the floor, you know, and I'm keeping it friendly because I'm supposed to talk to whoever I want and how many people I want. So
sure,
I wasn't in a relationship at that time. But then you came over and then you was like, he was like, hey, how you doing? And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, why did he come over here? And then I think I might have ran you that resume piece. And you told me that you would look it over and you gave me your number.
And so, which number was that?
It was a wrong number. Jacked up. Wrong number. Yeah, gave me a wrong number. I'm like, really? This
Me, I called you.
Man. But yeah, you know, and it's funny because before you gave me your number, you was like, okay, well, let me get your number. And I'm like, no, I don't want to give you my number. And then you said something like, well, it's on the resume. And I was like, well, you know, I'm going to block it out the resume because I don't just give out my number like that. I just need you to look over the content. Mm-hmm. And so that's when you gave me the wrong number. Mm-hmm. And I called the wrong number and I blasted you in the email. And I still have that email.
I don't remember the email. I don't know if I ever got it.
Yeah, I got it saved. Trust.
But, so I don't know how long after that. It was very soon after this, I believe.
Yes.
You were let go.
Yeah.
From the company.
Uh-huh.
Not for any bad thing or anything. It was just time to trim down the headcount. But I remember that I knew. I saw a list, you know, of the people they were going to let go. And I remember I saw your name on there. And I was like, God, man, it sucks, you know. But it was on a day I didn't work.
Right.
So I wasn't there. I wasn't there the day it actually went down.
Yeah, because I would have went in on you. Like, why you didn't tell me? Why you didn't
went in, all right, on the other side of the gate.
I know, right? Talking shit on the other side.
But so then I was like, okay, man, you know, I knew you had let go. And then I think that did we talk on the phone after that or was it email?
It started with the email because okay. You were sending me some of your place in this world.
Really?
Clips, because I have those emails too. I've saved every email that you've ever sent me.
And then just for the people, Place in This World is another podcast that I do or have done before. So I sent you those. Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you sent me those and it started with the emails. And then we finally decided to talk. I think it had had stimulated the conversation, or the phone conversation came from it approaching the new year. And you had asked me what I was doing. And, you know, I made some, you know, BS story up about, you know, kicking it with whomever. I just didn't, mm-hmm. I didn't know you because I didn't want to, you know, kick it with you because I didn't know you like that. So, I mean, I was with my sister and we did, you know, have fun or whatever, but I wanted to make it very clear that, you know, hey, dude, I just met you. So we're not, you know, because the whole New Year's thing is like, you know, the first person you kiss, you be with, and all that nonsense.
When you say New Year's, what does it have something to do with it?
Well, I mean, you know how people say that saying goes like, well, you have to kiss at midnight or whatever on New Year's.
And was then New Year's coming up or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, it was coming up.
Yeah, put that
yeah. And so, you know, the first person you kiss is the person you're going to be with. And I'm like, well, really? I can't go there because I don't even know this dude. So, okay. And I mean, I know there would have been pressure to kiss you.
There had been?
No, I know it would have been like you wasn't applying any pressure, but I would have felt it like, you know, that's what people do for New Year's.
I got you. I understand. All right. So, and this is sort of leading up to our first date, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
First date.
But here's what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
If you want to hear the first date.
Yes.
It's going to be on episode number 2.
It's so good, we're
gonna,
y'all.
We're going to stop it right here and we'll jump right into the first date. So this is our first episode. Let us know what you thought about this. This show is called The Love Puzzle. So, go ahead.
And also, before we wrap this up, I know that you definitely will have to listen to the second episode or the show for the second date. But I will give you... First date, sorry. I will give you a little teaser. It, you know, has something to do with cat juice and the mist. Yeah.
There you go. All right. So, leave us some comments on the website. You can check us out at podcastjuice.net.
Yes.
You can also find us on Facebook. Just look up Podcast Juice. Please, this is your mission before the second episode.
Right.
I need to get the likes up on our Facebook page. So I need everybody, if you listen to these shows on Podcast Juice a lot and have not went to the Facebook page, now is the time. Go on there. Just click like. That's all you got to do. We just need to get our numbers up. It helps us out. With that, this is Michael saying peace.
Yep. It's Tori. You guys take care.
Peace.